An Obstructed View. An exam hall. Barreto's camera tracked past a distressed, flustered Christine towards a smiling, confident Donna. A less thorough director might have left it at that, forcing the viewer to divine the hearts of these two individuals from mere surface signs. But Barreto, the man who brought us One Tough Cop, starring Stephen Baldwin as an Italian-American police officer who alternates between smiling like someone who's apologized for farting but still finds it funny, and pouting so hard it looks like crime arouses him, is not going to rely on the accidental facial arrangements of actors. Thus, a colleague turns to Donna and asks how she's feeling with regards to the test / results thereof. Big D's answer is emphatic. New York, here I come. So we need not imagine Donna's surprise when the published results indicate that she's very much not going to New York and that Christine has landed the coveted route. Paltrow's expression gives us a decent clue that things might not be as she'd hoped. But when we find her in John Whitney's office insisting that there must be some kind of mistake, the full extent of the injustice is made manifest. Donna feels gibbed and cannot accept the results as they stand. She was number one in her class. Whitney was there. Can't he see that? With due respect to his condition. A stickler for procedure, Whitney denies Donna's request to resit the test. He's seen this kind of thing before. Donna peaked too soon. But she refuses to back down. She can't go back to commuter service. How dare Whitney stand in the way of her destiny? It appears that the word destiny is something of a trigger for Whitney. He explodes with rage, poignantly revealing that he had wanted to be a flight attendant himself, but that he couldn't because of his cross eyes. He is particularly dismissive of the value of eye exams. Winston Churchill said, "Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm." But he never said anything about letting go of your fury. Fury is something you need, and if someone tells you otherwise, try screaming at them. They'll often go quiet and start to cry. That's when you know you've won. Chastened, Donna accepts her fate. She is posted to the distinctly unglamorous Royalty Express, a budget division of the airline based in Cleveland. Donna is downcast, the hair is flat, announcements are drawled, and she's sporting a smoky eye. But Donna Genton isn't going to let failure stop her ascent. For a start, her new flight partner is the homosexual man, Randy Jones, who will serve as a reviving tonic after the toxic femininity of her undermining cohort, Christine. Donna also reminds herself of her trajectory, putting up two posters on her thin leasehold walls, one of the Eiffel Tower and the other of the equally evocative Arc de Triomphe. Together, they form a poignant visual representation of her goals, while the diegetic soundtrack of French language cassettes provides audio accompaniment. She takes off the heavy eye makeup and adopts a fresher, brighter, can-do skin tone. Donna is Churchill's daughter, after all.